Mind Food Radio, Smart Thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
Now we've come to that time in the program where we always get the fresh food report from Franco Lagudi. He's got a cool name, Michael.
I love that name.
You haven't spoken with Frank before.
I'm a virgin.
He's a virgin fruit buyer, Franco.
Franco, how are you?
Mate, I'm good and a pleasure to be here.
Now listen, what's happening in the market this week?
Everything's cheap. Everything's buy.
Really? I like the sound of that.
Why is it cheap? What's going on at the moment? What's changed all that?
Overproduction. Everything's warm. The weather's warm.
Oh, of course,
crops
yeah.
are coming on.
Yep.
I think demand is a little bit down, possibly because everyone's starting to do their Christmas shopping. They're putting their dollar elsewhere. But stock, there is no shortage of stock. There is good lettuce around. You can buy Glamour lettuce and Cos lettuce this week. It's off the boil by about 30-40% from the previous 2 weeks.
Wow.
You've got celery is down. You've got kiwi fruit, small and medium-sized kiwi fruit. You can buy at bargain basement prices.
Mm-hmm.
Can I just stop you there for 1 minute? Lettuce.
Sure.
Now, when I was a kid, lettuce came in one shape, iceberg lettuce. That was it.
And what's Glamour lettuce? Because you got excited when you mentioned that.
No, but now you walk into any fruit store or even supermarkets, there are so many versions of lettuce.
Yeah, there are.
Like, do they all really sell, Franco?
They all do, and you're right, you're talking green coral lettuce, living
yeah.
lettuce, red coral,
yeah.
cos, they all sell. And years ago, there was only one kind of lettuce, which was iceberg, but
yeah.
that market's being infringed upon because now they're losing sales to all these varieties of living lettuce that you're mentioning that you're seeing,
yeah.
which makes it very, very hard because you've got so much to pick from. And the market base is still the same.
I prefer it when you can buy a bag and it's a bit of everything, I have to say. It just makes
Oh, you like the salad mix they
yeah.
call it.
Yeah. It just makes
bag.
It more interesting.
Yeah.
Well, don't you think?
Yeah,
like,
I
and
know.
It's easy. You throw it in a bowl and, you know,
yeah,
you look like a hero.
I tell you what, you're spot on. And that's what people gravitate
yeah.
towards. They are gravitating towards that salad mix.
Yeah.
The salad mix is still worth money. With everything, with no shortage of all the other kinds of lettuce, they're cheap.
Mm.
And that's what's going to entice people at the moment.
Now,
but
I've noticed the same thing with tomatoes. Now, I think it's the Moraitis family behind that. There are so many
yeah.
different versions of tomatoes. We were sent trays and trays in the other day and at work. You know, there are black tomatoes, Russian tomatoes, heirloom tomatoes.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
again, as a kid, I remember my dad just growing tomatoes and we just, you know, you'd be eating
yeah.
them like apples.
Yeah.
But now they're small, big, ugly, deformed, you know, you name it. And all I want is a normal tomato.
You're right. You know, it's sort of like we can be guilty of overcomplicating things. Well, certainly
yeah.
farmers can be, you know. And they're wondering why they're not getting that tomato sale for the normal gourmet tomato.
Mm.
Because you're right, they've got truss, they've
mm.
got Roma, they've got cherry, they've got everything else out there to pick from, which is all infringing on that one market.
But, you know, all these TV shows that we see on TV, do they have a big impact on the buying power for, you know, when it fruit and vegetable side of things?
I don't think they have a huge impact.
Mm.
I think they do have a fickle impact, but I think the thing that affects fruit and vegetables is quality
mm.
and price.
Well, speaking of price, Christmas is around the corner. You were talking about lychees.
Oh, mate, yes. I saw the first lychees this week. I saw them. I love lychees.
So does Michael. Can I tell you, the best way to eat lychees is cold. If you put them in your fridge and you really bring them right down and then you peel, you know, because I even love peeling lychees, they are sensational cold. Just thought
oh, my kids, my
I thought
kids
I'd share
them.
That with you.
And you're right, Michael, you're spot on. Cold is the best way to have them.
Do they come in all varieties as well, like tomatoes, or can you get a stock standard lychee?
You get a stock standard, but there is one style of lychee that I like, and
yep.
it's called Fazy Sue, and they haven't started yet.
Lazy Sue?
No, Fazy. I think it's
Fazy Sue.
Right.
Well, I've also got to tell you, in this month's edition of Mind Food with the Christmas Cookbook, we have got a recipe. It's coconut rice pudding with caramel lychees. And look,
ooh.
I'm looking at the picture now. How good does that look?
That looks beautiful.
So I just put the lychees in the water and it dropped the temperature. Eating those, that is one of the best memories I have of food.
Really?
Yeah. Just
Isn't
raw lychees sitting at the beach eating them.
Well,
beautiful.
That's great. Now, so what page? 21 in
yeah.
the latest.
In the Christmas cookbook.
Cookbook, yeah, I like
but
that.
How good does that look?
It does
Do
look
you like
good.
Rice pudding?
I love rice pudding.
And I love caramel.
So we'll be over at your place on the weekend.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.